than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
Look out, Captain. A nuclear missile, guided by a blind man in a wheelchair. We're going to die.
Relax. It's just the typical confusion podcast hosted by Jim Holiday.
Oh my God, he's so sexy and cute. Come to me, Jimmy.
Hello, this is a live broadcast, WICS Rogue League, New Jersey. I'm your host, Jim Holiday. You know, I've just been through a lot lately. And watching the Eagles lose the Super Bowl, that sucked. But, hey, maybe we'll get back there next year. You never know. Oh, man. I want to talk about bullying, too. That's another thing. Because when I was younger, I got bullied. And I don't like it. And I'm getting bullied on a chat service called Clubhouse. Because you got some knuckleheads cursing people out for no reason. It's crazy. The Phillies signed some improvements. And so we'll see how they all pans out. Of course, Bryce Harper's going to be out for a little bit while he recovers from Tommy John surgery. But we'll see if we can't do even better this year under Rob Thomson, having a full year under his belt. He's got a two-year extension. And the Phillies just signed Jose Alvarado to a three-year extension. So, there you have it, folks. I think the Eagles can make another run at the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts is amazing. He's got the tools. And he seems like a real nice guy. So, he's the kind of dude you want to root for. Definitely. All right, now that my, there we go, more music. I love it. I love these music beds. They're so cool. Well, I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves wherever you may be. I'm here at home, and I decided, well, I'm going to open the mics because I feel like it. It's a stress reliever for me. I had a bad day. So, this is the best way to undo the stress, is get behind a mic and start talking. It's the way to go, folks. I always, no matter what, I get behind a microphone and I have adrenaline pumping through me. I love getting behind a microphone and communicating with people. It's my passion. It's my joy, and I wouldn't have it any other way. And you guys make it all worthwhile. The listeners, wherever you are, I love you for it, and I appreciate all of you. Oh, it's just been a long and frustrating day. My home healthcare aide made a chicken pot pie out of those Hungry Jack biscuits. It was not bad, folks. She's always trying out new recipes. Then she tries it at home with her kids that she has living with her. Oh, that was my mom just texted me to tell me something. So, I will be back, folks. Just take care and God bless. We are back again, folks. I had to interrupt the broadcast because mom called and texted and told me when they were going to pick me up. because we're going out to lunch tomorrow. Both my father and my mother, which is really cool. I got two of the best parents. For those that don't know, they've been married. They'll be married 54 years this coming year in October. And it's just awesome stuff. But anyway, getting back to the sports at hand. Yeah, the Phillies made some nice moves. Signing pitchers, a couple of infielders. And it'll be awesome to see how it all pans out with everything that's been going down. I'm hoping that we can get back to the series and win it this time. Hey, the Eagles are 1-1 in Super Bowls, and that's not bad. Jeffrey Lurie, like I said, is a winner. He wants to win badly. So he lets Howie Roseman and all the guys do their thing so that we can have a good team. Getting A.J. Brown was awesome. And that's his godfather to his child. Yeah, he's the godfather to Jalen Hurts' child, apparently. Or it might be the other way around. I'm not sure which. I know it's something like that. But it's just awesome. Nobody expected it. The thing that got me was everybody was complaining about the training camps being too soft. But things changed when they discovered that you can't overload the human body. And that happened when the Corey Stringer incident happened back in 1992. He died from heat exhaustion, 27 years old. So, no days are guaranteed, folks. And that's why it's important to take it all in. I know I shouldn't let things bother me, and everybody does. But I'm a human being, and I have feelings. But I certainly enjoy getting behind a microphone and talking for a living. It's a blessing for me to do it. Take care and God bless. Welcome to another edition of the Typical Confusion Podcast. I just died, went to heaven, folks. Had some chocolate freaking lava cake. Oh my God, it is delicious. I just told my mom what I wanted for my birthday. Oh, one piece and you're in heaven, man. You will die and come back a better man. More coming up next right here on the Typical Confusion Podcast. Stay with us. The Philadelphia Eagles and Kansas City Chiefs are in Super Bowl 57 in Arizona. And the secret to beating the Kansas City Chiefs is run the ball and pass the ball equally. That's my game plan for the Super Bowl. Man, we're here 5 years to the day, pretty much, of the Super Bowl. 5 years. That's all it took for us to come back to the Super Bowl. That's pretty amazing. And Jalen Hurts. Wow. I mean, he's a second-round pick. Nobody thought he was this good. Nobody thought he could improve. There was always room for improvement, and there still is room for improvement for Jalen. But nobody thought that he could bring this Eagle team to the Super Bowl.
He has a great work ethic, and that's what got him to this point. Everybody said he needed to improve on his game, and he did exactly that. And look at where it got him. It got him right to the biggest stage. And remember, he's a second-round pick. And he replaced Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is not as good as I thought. I think he's a bit of an egotistical bullshitter, if you really want me to be honest. Jalen is very straightforward.
Eagles coach Nick Sirianni is undoubtedly going up against one of the greatest coaches of all time in Andy Reid. He spent 14 years in Philadelphia as the Eagles head coach and was Jeffrey Lurie's first pick for head coach. And Jeffrey Lurie is a winner in his own right as an owner. He wants to win. I got to give it to Jeff Lurie because he always tries to find good innovators. He found Andy Reid, and now he's got Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni is, I believe, in his second year as coach of the Philadelphia Eagles and got them to a Super Bowl. That's pretty impressive. Let's not forget that Jeff Lurie also had some experiments that didn't go so well, like Chip Kelly. He came in with a high-powered offense, and it worked for a while, and then it just fizzled out. He wanted total control. Then he hired Doug Peterson, got us the Super Bowl back in 2017, and now we're here again in 2023. But Jeff Lurie is a winner. And to be honest, when Jeff Lurie first bought the team, I didn't think he was going to stick around as long as he did because he was a California-based guy and he was from Massachusetts, I believe. And I thought he was going to move the team out of town. I really didn't think he was going to be committed to this city, but he proved me wrong by hanging around and making a lifelong commitment to this city of Philadelphia. And that says a lot about him and his character.
We might as well shift gears a little bit here. I'm a voice behind a microphone, and you guys really don't know that much about me. But I think maybe I should fill you guys in. I'm visually impaired. I'm totally blind. The only thing I see is light and shadows. I have cerebral palsy. I have trouble walking. My mother was hit by a drunk driver before I was even born. 4 days before I was born. That's what caused me to be premature. That was 1970, so I'm coming up on 53 years. It has not been easy. I have seen a lot of heartbreak. I've seen a lot of people with worse disabilities than my own. I'm grateful for what I have, believe me. I have a great family, great nieces, great nephew. And all I want is to just be as normal as possible. I'm still single, which bothers me to no end. I screwed up. I had my fair share of relationships. I'm still trying to find the right person who is compatible with me. It's been a struggle.
Now, here comes the fun part. I'm asking for help. Donations, please. We've got a donation page set up in the show notes. And I'm asking for the least amount you can give. The least amount you can give is $3. All I'm asking is for $3. I almost said $30. I really need the extra cash. I'm on disability. And I've actually had a pretty good month this month as far as my finances go. But every little bit helps. And you're supporting a podcast that's been grinding out episodes for like 8 years now. I'm trying to make a name for myself. I want to hire people, to be quite honest. I want to hire a permanent assistant. I want to hire some people to help with production. I want to hire a person to help with internet functions, the website work. But I can't do it without money. I'm not making enough to hire anybody. So everything's got to be volunteer, and I'm not getting very far with asking for volunteers. So I need donations to make my dreams reality. And I'm asking the public for $3. That's all I want. $3 a month to help this podcast grow.
If you donate to the Typical Confusion Podcast, we will mention your name on the next show.
That's all I'm asking for. Please support us. It's greatly appreciated.
It's just hours before the big game. Andy Reid against Nick Sirianni in Super Bowl 57. I can't wait. I think the Eagles are going to win. Don't ask me to predict a score, because I can't. But it's going to be one hell of a game, I can tell you that much. Boy, I wish I was in Arizona right now. I don't have a lot of money to be doing stuff like that, but wow. It's awesome. The final score in Super Bowl 57, the Kansas City Chiefs 38, the Philadelphia Eagles 35. Kansas City capitalized on their opportunities, and that's why they won the game. Jalen Hurts fumbled, and it cost them. And there's your game right there. It was a slugfest. In a shootout like that, the more experienced team usually wins. Because Andy Reid's been doing this for over 20 years. He's been coaching. He coached 14 years in Philadelphia and now is coaching Kansas City. He's a damn good coach, and he's going to make it to the Hall of Fame, no doubt. And Jeffrey Lurie gave him his opportunity. And Patrick Mahomes has a Super Bowl ring.
We'll be back right after these messages.
Hey Alexa, what do you think of Jim Holiday?
I'd rather not answer that.
Do you think Jim is sexy and cute?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Alexa, play WICS Radio.
Okay, here's WICS Radio.
You can hear the legends of radio's past on your Amazon Alexa device. Just say, Alexa, play WICS Radio. Yes, she likes our station. She just can't get along with the guy who runs it.
The opinions expressed by Amazon Alexa are her own and not necessarily those of the management or staff of WICS Radio.
Jim Jordan, or Fibber McGee, once said that old radio shows never die, they're just in a holding pattern. The legends of radio's past continue to live on in our memories, and now we get to share them with the next generation. There's no excuse for you not to get your young millennial friends who own smartphones into the magic of radio. And you can with the WICS Radio iOS app. Download the app from the Apple App Store and enjoy the memories with the legends of radio's past on the WICS Radio iOS app. And as always, at WICS.cc.
Was walking down the beach one bright and sunny day. I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, ooh, I discovered a right before my eyes. Ooh, I discovered a right before my eyes. I picked it up and ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a guy I knew who'd buy most anything. But this is what he hollered at me as I walked in his shop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. I turned around and got right out of running for my life. And then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked in the door. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more.
wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a handout on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing, he was a desperate man. But when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. Oh, when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. I wandered on for many years, a victim of my fate, until one day I came upon St. Peter at the gate. And when I tried to take it inside, he told me where to go. Get out of here with that, and take it down below. Oh, get out of here with that, and take it down below. The moral of the story is, if you're out on the beach, and you should see a great big box and it's within your reach, don't ever stop and open it up. That's my advice to you, 'cause you'll never get rid of the, no matter what you do. Oh, you'll never get rid of the, no matter what you do.
Nice to be in orbit. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Discovery Spirit computers now have primary control with critical vehicle functions.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Discovery, go at throttle up.
Discovery's four computers now have primary control of critical vehicle functions.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Computers now have primary control of critical vehicle functions.
5.
Nice to be in orbit. 1, 2.
Welcome home, Columbia. Beautiful, beautiful.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
That's one small step for man.
Tranquility Base here. The